recycling event, Operation Clean House, coming up Saturday, and our community connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Director of Engineering for the City of Bartlesville, Micah Seemers, and also make sure I get the title correct here, Scientist, okay, at Phillips 66, Brian Wolfrick. Nice to have both of you gentlemen in this morning. Micah, the mic's pointed a little bit more at you, so I'll say good morning, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, yes, glad to be here.
And this is, I don't know, you're like 18, 19, somewhere along in there for this event. And cumulatively, we've gotten rid of a lot of junk that didn't have to go to the landfill. And these are items that typically could have caused all kinds of amount of environmental problems for us.
That is true. This is a good event. It gives people a way to get rid of things they can't get rid of otherwise without possibly causing harm to the environment.
So I would be willing to guess that at least some of these have shown up inside brown trash bags that went to the landfill that we didn't know about. But this is the this is the proper way to do it.
Possibly. I'm not going to say it was from my house, but I'm sure that that's happened.
And some of the items, I know years ago we talked about leftover prescription drugs, just to flush them down the toilet. We've realized that has caused us some problems as well. So everything from prescription drugs to you name it, we're talking about it actually this morning, what to bring and what not to bring.
That's correct. That's correct. We got a whole list of things that you can and can't bring. We do have two locations. Like usual, we got the Phillips 66 parking lot, and that's for things like, your compact fluorescent bulbs, your household cleaners, yard products, pesticides, herbicides, acids, caustics, paint thinners, oil-based paints, pharmaceuticals, electronics. I think the biggest thing they take there is the electronics.
Not so much anymore, but I remember the first few years, the TV sets that came more as furniture than as a TV,
right.
With those nice big wooden cabinets that you were loading on the truck. A lot of pounds, but maybe not as many TVs as we're getting now.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. I think things nowadays are not made to last either. I mean, everything's replaceable.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you fix things, and now not maybe the case. So
growing up, and now we're going back quite a few years, the TV repairman would come in with a suitcase of tubes. We replace the tube, right. Just fix the TV. Now the TV is just say, get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Can buy a new one for cheaper.
Yeah.
So it's better and bigger.
And 3D now, too, so
yeah,
it's okay.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's
but
true.
Let's talk about, again, the downtown Phillips location. Again, enter off of Adams and then exit out through Frank Phillips.
That's correct. That's correct. We want to keep traffic flowing. We try to move cars through quickly. I think in the past, and there's some running jokes in the past, but, I mean, they're averaging about two cars.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicles per minute, so they get you through pretty quick. You don't have to wait too long, but we do need to keep the direction going. So you do come in off of Adams and then exit onto Frank Phillips.
Yeah, and this is a collaboration, and I'm not sure who wanted to pick up some of these topics. So whenever you want to get Brian involved, just shove the mic over his direction.
Brian's going to be more knowledgeable than me, I can promise.
Well,
you.
I don't know.
I'm new at this.
You both come in with great credentials.
We had someone else that used to do it for us, Daryl Whirling. He did a great job, and he's not with us anymore, but. He's still with us as far as in Bartlesville. Just not with the city of Bartlesville.
Doing other things for other people.
He's still alive and well. So I'm inexperienced with this. So I think Brian's probably going to have more information than I will.
Both of you come in with a lot of good information. And I know that we'll also talk about some of the cubic inches of stuff we've gotten rid of, or pounds, depending on how it's measured. But over the years, this has really gotten items that, again, don't belong in the landfill. We don't want them in the water supply or contaminating ground.
Nope, that's right, Charlie. And one of our biggest collection categories every year is the actual electronic waste. And over the last several years, we collect about 40 to 60,000 pounds of electronic waste. And over the past 10 years or so, we've been able to collect 600,000 pounds of that electronic waste. And so most electronic waste really contains some mercury, palladium, and cadmium inside it, and this is really toxic metals, which really should not be put into the landfill.
Well, in the first year or two, I think we got rid of some transmitter equipment that the capacitors were PCB capacitors, so again, a lot of other things that we've gotten rid of as well.
Yep, no, that's great, and these electronic waste, a lot of the components can actually be recycled and reused into new actual electronics.
And some of the things that we don't think about as far as even precious metals that are in some of these items.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, there are some precious metals that are in these electronics, and you are able to collect them, separate them, and to be able to actually reuse them in future products.
If people are bringing you computers, do they have to wipe the hard drive and everything like that?
Nope, that's one of the great things about bringing your electronic waste to Operation Clean House. We guarantee that we will clear the memory on your cell phones, laptops, computers to military grade standards. You don't have to worry about deleting or we're actually going to protect any kind of personal information that you do have on those devices.
And that's a good thing. I think in general, if people are not getting rid of their computer with you, then they really should take all kinds of other steps. But this is one safe way to do it. And, you know, I think some of us even hang on to stuff, at least for the first few months of the year, because we know April's coming.
That's true. That's right.
What else have you got for us this morning?
Yep. So I guess other things that are really important are we do accept the oil-based paints. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is that we don't accept the latex paint. And latex paint is actually non-hazardous waste. And so actually my family was painting the home last weekend. And what you can do is...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
So when we were painting inside the home with the latex paint, any kind of leftover paint, you can actually just take the lids and the top off the paint, let it dry out in the sun, and then just dispose of it in your regular trash. So you don't need to bring your latex paint to Operation Clean House.
Generally, if it cleans up with water, you don't need it, right?
Exactly. Yep, that's right.
That's correct.
Yeah. Some of the other things, and you get the list in front of you, I don't, but some of the other things that I know that you have accepted in the past, we've mentioned, things like mercury and other things like that. Smoke detectors, there is a little radioactive device source in there, but it's small. You'll take those, right?
Yes. Yeah, we don't generally take radioactive waste, but we will take the smoke alarms because of that small radioactive component in those smoke alarms.
Yeah. Some of the other things that are downtown that I can think of that you have gotten in the past, I know there is, again, you've got both like herbicides and yard chemicals that, again, people bought in bulk and maybe mm-hmm. they don't need the rest of 5 gallons anymore or something like that.
Nope, that's true. Some of those weed killers and fertilizers can be quite toxic for the environment. So it is really important to dispose of those in an environmentally friendly way. So I really encourage you to go back through your garage, your sheds, and to collect any of those old weed killers or fertilizers or yard care products and bring them on into Operation Clean House.
Yeah, it's generally not something you just want to keep around your house on a regular basis.
What if I've got a gallon jug and of liquid, the label has come off of it, I'm not sure what it is because it was there when I moved in the house. What do I do with that stuff?
Yeah, generally, if you don't know what it is, don't bring it. I think that's kind of the rule.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we don't know what we're dealing with. The people, the volunteers, don't know what they're dealing with, and they are all volunteers. If you don't know what that is, just don't bring it by, preferably.
Well, I think and you're right. That's what we should do. But I think sometimes people feel, oh well, Brian's a scientist; he can figure it out. So
they'll know what it is.
and he can, but it may not be the best use of his time. So anyway, so again, if you don't know what it is, you don't want it.
We don't want it if you don't know what it is. That's correct.
So. Okay. Some of the other items that are accepted at the District 2 barn in Dewey, because some of those are sizable, bulky items.
Right. So in Dewey, we're geared a little bit different up there, and that's where we take the used motor oil. Maximum 5 gallon containers, we don't want anything larger than that. Antifreeze, automotive batteries, pickup car tire, vehicle tires essentially, and we don't want you bringing any more than 8, limit to 8. We don't want any dealers bringing in a trailer load of tires. We won't accept it. We'll have you turn back around.
There's already a means for them to get rid of it. They have good ways to do it. So.
Right. So we don't want that from dealers. But then appliances, like you said, washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, things of that nature. Now, if you do bring those in, it does have to be Freon free certified.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe, not certain where you can do that exactly, but I know you can have that done.
You can take them into a local appliance repair shop.
There you go.
And they can remove the Freon and certify it Freon free and then bring it on to Operation Clean House, our Dewey location.
Right.
Okay. So, again, no more than 8 tires, and there was a limit on the amount of oil and antifreeze. I don't remember what you said.
Well, it's a maximum 5 gallon container. I'm not certain that we can, I think you can bring probably as much as you want to, but we just don't want it to come in a 50 gallon drum or something like that.
So I don't understand.
Got to be able to handle it. So, again, we're using volunteers. And we got to be able to handle the material. So
And safely, because you don't want the volunteers lifting those 200-pound containers.
This is true. Yeah. This is true.
We're going to take a short break, and we will continue talking about this Saturday's Operation Clean House in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And again, we're talking with Micah and Brian this morning about the Saturday event. Starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, and usually they're maybe not quite till about 8:15, but you see the line gathering pretty quickly at the Phillips 66 parking lot. That again, enter off of Adams and just let the traffic route you on through.
That's correct. And I think usually, in the past, they had 2 to 3 lines. I think they try to keep it two lines of traffic through there. I think once you get up to 3, you start having issues with the volunteers trying to get across.
You get a lot of volunteers traffic, from different organizations, don't you?
There are. Yeah, there's quite a few. This is a cooperative effort. Got lots of volunteers, lots of different organizations involved. We got Phillips 66, obviously. Mm-hmm. The City of Bartlesville is a contributor as well. The Bartlesville Community Foundation, ConocoPhillips, Chevron Phillips in Washington County. And then we've also got some other sponsors, the Delaware Tribe, mm-hmm. Dink's Barbecue, Kelleher Outdoor Advertising, of course, K1.
We'll be down there again, yeah, broadcasting from at least 9 to noon. So.
Okay. Yeah. And then we've got Walmart as well. So lots of people involved with this. Like I said, it's all volunteer as far as the people that are going to be on site. Mm-hmm. And lots of cooperation with different organizations. So,
Brian, do you have some numbers, either one of you, as far as just one of those statistical things that you've gotten rid of, you know, so many pounds of this and that. I think it's important that people realize the vast quantity as far as truckloads of things you've taken out.
Yep, no, that's true. Yeah, we keep stats of our collection items every year, and last year, for example. Cumulatively throughout the years, we've collected 320,000 pounds of hazardous waste, and that's from when the event first started running in 1989. But
wow.
This is really 320,000 pounds as hazardous waste, which has not been put into our local landfill here. So it's also really important not to store this waste in the home as well, which could lead to any kind of safety disasters. But this really has been a great event and really truly a great community effort across the whole city and community and the county as well. Also in terms of electronic waste, we've collected over 600,000 pounds of electronic waste, and that's just over the past decade. And our totals just continue to grow and grow with each year.
Yeah. Some of the things that you don't accept, and we jokingly say you don't want it ammunition, but you're right. You don't want ammunition down there or any other explosive.
This is true. And you know what? You would think we would take that, but we don't. So, yeah, you're right. We don't want any ammunition. Definitely don't want that. Explosives. Any biohazard waste, don't want to deal with that. Again, we're dealing with volunteers. We're not set up to handle that and don't want anybody getting sick or causing any issues or anything like that. So no biohazards, dioxins, explosives, household batteries. We do take automotive batteries, mm-hmm. But we don't want your household batteries, the alkaline 9-volt AA batteries.
How about the batteries out of our cell phones? Because some of those are the rechargeable batteries in general, there are some hazards there. That
right.
Can be a problem.
We can't accept those, yes. We
okay.
can't accept those.
Pharmaceuticals, again, legal or illegal, I think you'll take those, right?
We will. We will, yes. Again, want to know what it is, of course, but yes, we will accept pharmaceuticals. That being said, though, anything like sharps, anything like that, we don't want to take that. So dispose of those how they're supposed to be disposed of, and don't bring them to us. So.
If you're diabetic and you're using needles, you know how to properly dispose of those. So continue doing that.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And so latex paints. I think we discussed that before. We don't want latex paints. Pressurized gas cylinders. Again, just call that an explosive, basically. But no pressurized gas cylinders. Radioactive waste. Unknowns. Again, if you don't know what it is. Figure out what it is and figure out how to deal with it, I guess. So,
hang on to it a little bit longer.
Yeah. And then generally just trash. You know, this isn't for just getting rid of trash. This is for getting rid of hazardous waste and things that we can't get rid of at the landfill or in your regular trash pickup. So no, just general trash. And then water reactive chemicals.
Okay.
Anything that can react with water, we don't want that as well. So these are kind of the highlights of what you can't bring.
Okay. And sometimes I think that list is almost more important than the list of stuff you can bring. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. And also, everybody should have received a flyer in their utility bills as well. And we've got things online. And be aware of the two different locations, because at each location, they do accept different materials.
Yeah,
so if you show up in Dewey with your electronics, they're not going to take them. They're going to direct you here to Phillips 66 parking lot and Same goes with oil and things like that.
If you threw everything in the trunk of the car, the crew will sort it out and say, we'll take this and this, but the rest of it has to go to Dewey.
That's correct. And that, I think that is an important thing to note, is that basically when you pull up, you don't have to get out of the car. You just have to have access to it, and the volunteers will unload everything and do that for you. So
it's really, I mean, you have gotten this down to literally a science as far as getting this stuff done in a quick and efficient manner.
Right, right. Yeah, they do a good job. And I have, like I said, I haven't been as involved with it in the past, but it sounds like they do a great job. So
yeah, the first time you pull up and you see at least a couple of people in what you would expect to look at moon suits, you wonder what's going on. But they know what they're doing, and that's the important part.
Right, that's correct. That's correct. Anything else we need to cover there?
Yeah, I think we'd like to acknowledge the number of volunteers that do come out and help to support this event. We have over 100 volunteers all set to show up to collect and dispose your household hazardous waste this Saturday. And they come from all across the community, from Phillips 66 and other companies and the Walmart Center as well. But it really is truly a great community effort. And if you still want to come by and drop off your hazardous waste, you can also come by and volunteer a few hours of your time as well.
This is a rain or shine event, right?
Yep, that's correct. And even with some bit of rain potential forecast on Saturday, this event will run rain or shine.
And I think that's one important message. It's been a few years since we've had a threat of rain for the event. So if you're thinking about coming out and it's cloudy or rainy, the volunteers will be there. You might as well show up anyway.
Might as well show up. Another thing, for maybe not so much this year, but for next year, Brian, how can people get involved with this if they want to volunteer maybe for next year?
Yep, that's right. And we have a number of ways you can contact us and get more involved with the event, whether financially supporting it or becoming out to actually volunteer to help organize the event. And a couple of those ways are to actually contact us through the Washington County Commissioners at 918-534-1170, or to look us up on Facebook as well. You can look us up on Operation Clean House, Washington County.
For the trash, the stuff that people have around the house that you're not accepting, mm-hmm. City of Bartlesville, there was also something in your bill on a coupon, right?
That's true. So in the past, we'd done basically free dump days, and we would have a week that was typically kind of coincided with this Operation Clean House event, and it'd either be the week before or the week after that we'd allow people to go dump for free, quote.
It's
not free.
Yeah, with your water bill at the time.
Right, with your water bill at the time. So we switched that up, and now we do more of a coupon system. And basically, you should have received that in your utility bill, I believe, probably about a month ago, something like that. And if you bring that with you, and you get one free trip to the dump, and it's whenever you want within the next 6 months, essentially. So I think they're planning on doing one in the spring and then one again in the fall. So it makes it a little bit more flexible for you, so you don't have to do everything during that 1 week. So I think it may make it a little bit more activity with that. But you do have that option as well for those household items that aren't accepted here. If you need to get rid of a bunch of stuff at the dump, you got a free trip. So.
That's, Murphy's Law seemed to work that way for me. The week was this week, and it was 2 weeks after I said, I should have taken this.
You know, I really should have done that. So I think this works out well. This works out well. So.
Okay. Well, this is a neat event, and again, with the 100 or more volunteers that you've got out there and all the sponsoring agencies, people just need to inventory the house between now and Saturday and have it all piled up, ready to throw in the vehicle and head out there starting at 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
8 o'clock Saturday morning, bright and early.
Okay.
So that's right.
Sounds like a great deal. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charlie.
And again, it's Operation Clean House this Saturday, 8 to 2, two locations depending on what you have. More information if you need it, cityofbartlesville.org. And we've got news on the way coming up in just a bit from the Oklahoma News Network.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version.